time now for our player profile, and we're actually joined by two different players, the Wheelhouse sisters, Erica and Marley. Erica's a junior, and Marley's a senior out of Crookston, Minnesota, and this weekend we head to Crookston on Friday night, their hometown. We'll start with Marley. First of all, how exciting is it to get a chance to play in front of your old high school fans and at your old rink?
It's really exciting for us. I mean, we had great support in high school. We had a lot of fans that came out to our games, and we filled the rink pretty well actually in high school. So we're looking for the same type of crowd, and you know, hopefully those people that watched us grow up and play will come out and watch us one last time here at the college level.
Erica, for you, going back home and getting a chance to play in front of Crookston fans again, what was probably your most favorite memory of your high school years?
Definitely the state tournament was probably the best memory, and we had a lot of support actually come down to the cities for that as well. But at every single game, we've always had pretty much a packed stand, so we're really excited just to get back and be able to show our fans basically how we've progressed over the years.
You two being sisters, obviously, Marley, you came to Bemidji State almost 4 years ago. This being your fourth season, how did you end up at Bemidji State?
You know, I think it was nice because it was close to home. The coaches were great, and, you know, Sturdich just pretty much said, you know, it's a growing program. We're looking for a great freshman class to come in and start building the program up. And, you know, I believed in him. He kind of set it up so that we knew we'd get playing time right away as freshmen, so you can't argue with getting playing time right away. So definitely this was just a great decision. The campus is great. The girls are awesome. They bring in the best girls around the state and the country, really. I mean, our girls are great. We all get along awesome. We're, like, the best of friends here. So it was definitely a great choice for me. Bemidji was definitely the first choice and the best choice for me.
For you, Erica, you followed your sister here to Bemidji State. All through your life, did you always want to play college hockey with your sister after playing high school hockey, or did you have other things in mind?
No, actually. That actually wasn't a consideration at all. You know, when you go to school, you don't really want to do it based on where your sister goes. But I'm from a small town, and Bemidji's a small town as well. I probably wouldn't have made it at a bigger school. The same thing goes with being able to play right away. That was something that Bemidji could offer, and as someone that loves the game, you know, I want to be on the ice and I want to help produce wins and be a difference maker, and Bemidji gave me that opportunity.
Marley, you started out as a forward and then ended up on defense. That transition wasn't very easy, but obviously it's been very successful for you. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, I expected to come in playing forward right away, and, you know, the coaches saw that I'd played defense in the past growing up, and they just wanted to try it out and see what it looked like, and they put me back there, and it seemed to pan out for them. I mean, it was tough at first. It was a different transition, and, you know, being a stay-at-home defense, I really had to work on just not trying to do too much, and it's been progressive over the years, and I feel very comfortable back there, actually. It feels more at home now to be at the blue line than it does playing forward, so I've made the transition well, and the coaches trust me back there, and it was a great move, I think, for the team. It was for the betterment of the team, and I think it was a great move for them.
Erica, have you always been a defenseman, or have you played up on the front line?
For the most part, I've been a defenseman. I think for a few years I played forward when we did boys hockey, but defenseman's always been my home, and I taught Marley everything she knows, so.
I love it. Okay, then I'm going to pass the mic to Marley. What's it been like playing with your sister all through high school and now college?
It's been great. You know, it's kind of like a sister-sister thing. We know where each other's going to be. We know how each other plays. We played with each other for so long that we just kind of know before what they even know what they're going to do with the puck. So we read off each other really well. We know what each other's going to do, and I think it's great playing with her, and just growing as players here together has been great. And it's been great for our parents being able to watch both of us at the same time, and they get over here a lot being as Bemidji so close. So it's great family to have our family around and to be around with Erica.
So how much have you taught your sister about playing hockey, Marley?
Oh, all of it. I mean, she's starting to score now. I finally rubbed off on her a little bit for that. But no, it's been great. We've learned from each other, and we've grown together as sisters and as individual hockey players.
Erica, you and your sister's defensemen have scored a ton of goals this season and a lot of assists. What's been the difference between, like, your freshman year to now? You're a junior, and finding that scoring as a defenseman.
Yeah, definitely when you come in as a freshman, you're not looked to make those big plays. You're not the person that people rely on. And with the graduation of the Big Three last year as our offensive corps, Coach has really stressed that being as most of our leaders are in the defensive corps, that we need to step up our offensive game as well. And so we've all been able to do that, actually, and it's been working really well. So,
Marley, you're a captain this year alongside Alana McElhenney and your other captain, Montana Vachorik. What's it like being picked captain by your peers? It's got to be an incredible experience.
Yeah, it's a great honor. You know, it's something that I think you kind of always look forward to maybe your senior year, but to be picked by this class, we have a great senior class, we have a great junior class, so there's obviously a lot of leaders on the team, but to be honored with this seat is a great honor. It's great for me, and it's just great to know that my teammates believe in me, and they see what I can do for this team, and that they look up to me and respect me in that manner. And I think that you know, as seniors and juniors, we have a great class that does lead this team, and even with or without the C on your jersey, I think we have a lot of great leaders in the locker room that have really pushed our team to be better, and it really, you can see that with how we started this year with our wins. It has a lot to do with our upperclassmen and how they've had to build this program from the ground up.
Marley, you've been part of teams that have seen some lean years. The last couple of years have been great, though. You've beaten a lot of nationally ranked teams. You beat Duluth for only the second time on Sunday. What's that feel like to know that you've been part of this building of this program?
It's been great. I mean, you know, freshman year is a struggle. I think we only had four or five wins that year. So, I mean, it's hard to go from high school when you're winning all the time to come here and not be winning. But our girls, it's just a tribute to our girls of how hard they worked. We've worked every summer, we've worked every season to get better and better, and every year we've progressed. We haven't had a season where we've gone backwards. So that's always a good sign to our senior class and to the classes before us that we've really built this program, and it's going in the right direction. And for our coaches, that's a great thing. And then for the girls coming in here, I mean, you know, most of the time people aren't going to look at a program that's only winning four or five games. You know, they're not going to want to come here. But now that we're building up, people are looking at Bemidji. They're starting to respect us a little bit more, and we're finally getting out there and getting noticed. And that's a great thing for our program and for the university, just to know that our women's hockey team is doing really great and that we are one of the top contenders here this year.
You guys beat the number two Gophers, then this last weekend beat the number six Bulldogs, finally becoming a contender in WCHA play. What was it like beating the Bulldogs after they beat you 4-1 on Saturday, and then Sunday you guys came back and just persevered? What was that like?
It was great. Apparently our day two games are a lot better than our day ones. We seem to play a lot better the second time around. And being able to beat the Bulldogs, especially at their home rink, was probably the greatest feeling we've had this year. There's kind of a rivalry, I guess you could say, them being a top team and the way they play against the way that we play. And we just really wanted to show people that, you know, we're here and Bemidji, we're going to contend every day.
Well, and the one thing, too, about Duluth, that they always seem to play a little chippy. They're a little bit more aggressive. I'm going to put Marley on the spot. How hard is it to get them out of your head? Is that something that is hard to kind of block out?
At times, yeah. They're a very chattery team. They're out on the ice, and it's, you know, sometimes it's really hard to walk away. But I think we've got great girls on this team that know that by walking away, you're doing it for the betterment of the team. It's not worth it to get involved in that stuff. You know, it's a lot of a head game with them. They like to be chippy. They like to try and get in your head as much as possible just to get you off your game. And if we can stay on our game, we're a great team. And our girls have proved that we don't like to get in that that type of game. We don't like to be chippy. We don't like to be cheap. We just like to go out there, have fun, and play hard and be aggressive. And that's just Bemidji hockey for you, is we're going to grind it out and we're going to work through all the sticks and all the checks and all that stuff. And we're going to try to beat you on the scoreboard. This is the most important part for us, is that we're not going to win by taking penalties and stuff like that. We're going to win by putting a couple pucks in the net and finishing it out on the scoreboard.
That's what Beaver hockey's all about, isn't it?
It definitely is. I mean, it's been that way since the beginning. Is we're a hardworking team. We work hard in the weight room and off the ice, and we work hard on the ice. Practice is always we always battle each other, and we make each other better out there. And we grind it out. We work hard, and our girls just know that no matter what, if you give 100%, that you have to be happy with how you play. If you're giving 100% out there, win or lose, it's always great if everyone's giving the amount of effort in.
Erica, you've got to give credit to your coaching staff for giving you guys that sort of character. I mean, obviously they recruit you, they bring you in, they've got their own plan and their program. For you as a player, I know Coach Sertich won't take any credit for wins like that, but how much credit do you guys give them?
Maybe more than they should be giving us, actually. They're the reason we're all here. You know, they selected us to come here. They did all the work. They put out the lines, when to go, when not to go. I think the coaches, yeah, they deserve a lot more credit than anyone ever gives them. They make a difference in us as players and as people in general, and I don't think they get told that enough, that as a coach, you're more of like a mentor for the team and all the players, and when they can make a positive difference in your life and on the ice, it's a great thing, and that's what we have here at Bemidji from all of our coaches, so it's pretty awesome.
Everybody talks about the Lammer sisters, but Bemidji State's got their own sisters. You guys might not be twins, but you sure think alike out on the ice. And it does take more than two players to win a hockey game, and your team has proven that this year with just getting scoring from all sides, you know, offense, defense, you know, you're getting great goaltending as well. North Dakota, they're relying on those two players. How do you guys plan on stopping North Dakota this weekend, Marley?
Well, we're definitely have to look out for them. They're dangerous when they have the puck wherever they are on the ice. So for us, it's just going to be more about taking the body and grinding them out. You know, if you get inside their heads a little bit, it gets them off their game, and it gets the whole UND off their game because they rely on them so much. So, I mean, if we can hold them off the scoring and from not getting assists at all, it'll be great for us because they rely so much on them getting points that if they're not on the board, then UND is going to have a tough time beating us, I think. And we have a lot of girls on our team that defense, offense, whoever has the puck has a chance of putting it to the net because we do have a lot of different scoring areas. So I think it's going to be, as long as we can keep the Lammers off the board, I think Bemidji will have great success.
One thing your team's also been good at this year, and I would assume it's going to play into this weekend, is your power play, your penalty kill. Special teams have been outstanding. Erica, talk about what you guys have done to prepare that those special teams.
As far as penalty kill, nothing has changed from last year. We do the same systems. We're all comfortable with it. I think it helps that we're all upperclassmen out there, so we know what to do and when to go. And as far as power play, it's kind of a new group of girls. We call ourselves El Norte because we're all from northern Minnesota. But we actually put in a lot of time. Every Tuesday before practice, we're out there just moving the puck around, you know, getting a feel for where each other will be. And we're able to get those grind-out goals. You know, we don't care if they're pretty. We don't care if we make that perfect pass. It's just about getting the puck to the net, and that's what we've been able to do so far, and that's what we want to continue to do.
I'm sure you guys don't keep track of the national statistics, do you? Probably not. They both shake their heads. Your team scored their 20th power play goal Sunday night. Most power play goals of any team in the country right now. Marley, you mentioned it. 4 years ago, your team got, what, three or four wins on the season. How much fun is it to go out and play hockey for Bemidji State?
It's great. This program has gone through a lot the last 5-6 years, and it's just great to go out there and know that no matter who we're playing, we're going to have a chance to win because that's just our style. We go out there, we play hard every game, and I think that Bemidji State has a good future ahead of them, you know, if they keep recruiting the right girls that that get along with each other and die out there for each other, and I think our girls do that. We have a great group of girls who are willing to go out there and take a couple pucks to the head or you know, dive for something. We're willing to go out there and do whatever it takes to win a game, and you know, just to even be in the national polls or anything like that is just, I mean, it's great, but we're not gonna let it go to our heads. I know we still got a lot more work to do. We still have half a season left to go, so we're just gonna work one day at a time and hopefully get some more wins.
So, Erica, Marley mentioned the whole blocked shot of your defense, and some of your forwards have even blocked some shots, but, okay, I know for a fact I'm a wuss. I would not be able to get out there and take a puck coming at me at about 80 miles an hour. How do you do it day in and day out? And I'm sure you do it in practice, don't you?
Yeah, it's kind of contagious with our team, and like Coach says, they put a lot of money towards our equipment and it works, so might as well try it out. Sometimes it misses the equipment, but on those days you just grab an ice pack and get over it, I suppose. That's the great thing about our team is that we do block those shots, you know. Not that we don't trust our goalies, but if we can keep them less tired and they'll come in clutch at the end of the games, that's what we're going to do.
Ladies, it's been fun watching you both play. Marley, it's your senior year. How fast is it flying by for you?
So fast. I mean, you know, the first 2 years kind of seemed like they drug on, but now I can't believe we're almost halfway through the season already. It's gone by so quick. It's going to be so weird graduating at the end of the year. I can't believe it's already been 4 years here. So it's going to be a little bittersweet. Like, I can't wait for playoffs to come and to see what we can do. But at the same time, I'm not ready to hang it up yet, and I'm not ready to leave these girls. We have a great group of girls, and it's going to be tough to be done. But yeah, it's gone by fast, but it's been so much fun, and I've had the best experience here.
And for you, Erica, getting a chance to play with your sister, are you not looking forward to the end of the season as well?
I think every season you don't look forward to the end because you know that there's going to be a great group of girls leaving, whether you're related to them or not. Specifically this season, we will be losing her, but I think she'll still be around next year. She'll come to all our games. I feel like she doesn't have too many big plans. So,
speaking of plans, Marley, what is your plan after you graduate? What are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in exercise science right now. And as for my plans for next year, I will be applying for OT school here this next spring. So depending on where I get in and how my plans all pan out, I'll be going to OT school somewhere, hopefully in the area, so that I can still catch a few games here and there. But right now, that is my plan, and we'll see how it pans out for me.
A wheelhouse homecoming in Crookston on Friday night. Thanks so much, ladies. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.